Welcome back to another anime deep dive movie review. For anyone who doesn't know, this is a spoiler review, so if you haven't seen the movie and are only looking for a recommendation, there's a timestamp in the episode description for final thoughts. That section's spoiler-free, where I give my overall opinion on the film and if it's worth watching. So, Resurrection F came out in 2015, and at that time I hadn't watched anything Dragon Ball related in over 10 years. So I was excited to see the movie because, like a lot of people, DBZ was a huge part of my childhood. And when I saw the trailer and found out Frieza was the villain, that was just wild to me because he'd been dead since I was a kid. But the movie starts with him in his own little version of hell. He's stuck hanging from a tree in a field of flowers surrounded by a teddy bear marching band. It's so goofy, but I'd expect nothing less from Dragon Ball. So some of Frieza's goons use Shenron to bring him back to life. And something I didn't expect is he realizes he's been away for a while, and Goku's most likely gotten stronger, so Frieza actually puts in effort to train, which is something he's never done before. I feel like the old Frieza would have just gone off the handle and headed straight for Earth, but he dropped his ego, and I was impressed until it's revealed he went to the fight immediately after achieving his golden form. Something else I was impressed by is when Frieza arrives to Earth, the Z-Fighters are made relevant again. They have to distract him because Goku's off training, which is kind of the Dragon Ball formula, which you can argue hasn't really been relevant since the Saiyan saga. So I love the idea the Frieza Force is large in numbers, but the Z Fighters are better than them individually, and they just get tired. It made sense. I also love that Yamcha's not even in this movie, but they still managed to take a dig at him. He's left behind because the Frieza Force is too powerful, but Master Roshi's old ass can still fight. He is the first to fatigue, which again makes sense, but I thought it was funny at his age, he's still better than Yamcha. Another thing I like about this battle is everyone has their own style. Like, the way Tien was going at enemies wasn't the same as Krillin or Piccolo, and we also got to see their unique moves like Destructo Disc and Special Beam Cannon. It was awesome. When it comes to Gohan, I was disappointed how he was handled. I think it's safe to say no one liked the direction his story went after the Cell Games. He didn't keep up on his training and became weak, and this movie just doubled down and made him embarrassing. At least in Z, he kept his lean build, but now he's thin and fragile. He looks like a full-on nerd with glasses and wears that stupid green tracksuit when, if I remember correctly, Piccolo has the power to magically make clothes, so I don't understand why he wouldn't give Gohan a gi, but it's probably because no one wants to see his noodle arms. See, my issue with Gohan is even after Cell, he still assumes Goku will handle any threat and becomes complacent, and Vegeta even called him out on it back in the World Tournament, saying that's what peace and quiet will do to the undisciplined. And it reminds me of the quote, "Hard times create strong men create good times create weak men, and weak men create hard times." I mean, Gohan didn't even know if he could turn Super Saiyan, and Frieza wrecked him with one shot in base form. So yeah, it was pretty sad to see one of my favorite characters be so embarrassing. When it comes to Goku, around this movie's release, fan videos and breakdowns were coming out about who would win in a fight against him or Superman. And anytime another anime character was given props, people's go-to was, "But can they beat Goku though?" In my opinion, Sorbet destroyed any debate on how powerful Goku is when he nearly killed him with a blaster ring. Writing-wise, it's done well because Whis tells Goku his overconfidence will be his downfall, and soon as Goku drops his guard, he ends up with a hole in his chest. So realistically, what do you think Superman's heat vision is going to do to him? So having Goku fight first got me excited that Vegeta might actually get revenge on Frieza. The gut punch he threw is by far the best hit landed in this movie, and maybe it's because it was so short they really put effort into giving Vegeta a great fight. But the way he boxed Frieza up and slipped punches was awesome, and hitting him with a spinning back kick was sick. Then Vegeta brings his knee up before extending the leg to sidekick Frieza into a cliff and knock him out of gold form. Like, everything about that hand-to-hand is great. But then they rob him of the chance to kill Frieza, and it really pissed me off. Vegeta got screwed again because they did it in such a lame way. Death already isn't a consequence in this universe, but now they have time travel and not the bullshit multiverse kind. It's a legit fix your own timeline power and I hate it. Vegeta should have just got to blast Frieza back to hell. When it comes to other characters like Beerus, Whis, and Jocko, I didn't know who they were, but they were pretty familiar with Bulma, so I figured they were introduced in something I missed, so I wasn't too concerned with not knowing them. As for some of their highlights, Whis finally gets back to Bulma and she's screaming. Everyone's taken back by her shrieking voice, but Vegeta just stands there unbothered because he probably hears it all the time at home. Another good moment is Jocko shooting members of the Frieza Force with a ray gun and they fall down holding their knees. It reminded me of the old Family Guy gag with the As for the nitpicks, Frieza blowing a hole in his ship window should have had more consequences, like they just put up a shield and all the oxygen is restored. Dragon Ball also needs to stop pretending weighted clothes still have an effect, but Piccolo dropping guys out of the sky with his gear is funny. The last thing is Goku and Vegeta just stand by and let Frieza transform. I've seen it in parodies, but for once in the actual Dragon Ball universe, I wish someone would get socked in the middle of a transformation. On the production side, I already commented on how I feel about the new art style in part 2 of popular anime that don't interest me, so if you're curious to know my thoughts, you can go check out that episode. But one of the visuals I want to highlight is Goku and Vegeta transforming to God form. I love the blue light that radiates from their bodies and the dark shadows before the energy dissipates, but from the clips I've seen, this gets abandoned and they just kind of flip on the blue without any effort, which really sucks. As for the fight animation, Dragon Ball has a history of repetitive movements where the arms and legs get flashed to simulate speed. That's kind of how the action starts when Goku and Vegeta spar Whis, but when they get to the main battles, the combat is pretty sick. You can see every punch, kick, and elbow land with impact. The majority of the movie's characters are digital hand-drawn, and when they did use CGI for the Frieza Force flying around, it didn't really bother me, but the sequences in Goku and Frieza's fight were super noticeable and looked like garbage. I don't see why they wouldn't just keep the same style for the entire movie. As for the music, F by Maximum the Hormone plays over Frieza's regeneration. It's pretty hardcore, and I think they could have gone with something a little less intense or have no music at all. Then when Vegeta reveals his god form to Frieza, it's dead silent, and that's where they should have had some sort of music playing. So Resurrection F comes in both sub and dub. I grew up on the original Funimation dub, and when Chris Sabat took over Vegeta, he started with a light gruff before it developed into a deeper tone. I'm not a fan of the change, I think it was better before. I find Chris put more of himself in Vegeta because I haven't seen every role he's done, but Piccolo, Yami in Black Clover, All Might in My Hero, Dragon High School DxD, and Zoro in One Piece all sound the same to me. When it comes to Frieza, I listened to Linda Young's rendition growing up, but as this film went on, I grew to like Chris Ayres, and he has the best delivered line when he yells at Bulma, "Shut your mouth, woman!" As for quote of the series, it also goes to Frieza absolutely dissing the shit out of Krillin. "Oh look, the little bald one. I have a distinct memory of killing him back on Namek. Well, it seems the Dragon Balls can resurrect the powerful and the pathetic." That was a vicious line. And right before recording this review, I actually found out Chris Ayres passed away, so rest in peace to him. For final thoughts, I was really excited for this movie. Me and a buddy went out for dinner and drinks before the limited theater viewing. It was the first time I saw Dragon Ball on the big screen, and 9 years later, it's still a great memory. Now, I will say the movie isn't perfect, it had some choices I didn't agree with, but overall it was a good film, and I'd recommend you check it out if you haven't already. Alright, that's going to be it for this review. Hope to catch you in the next one.